you got cooking? How about cooking something up with me?
Let's stir it up, boys.
Welcome to the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. A weekly excursion into the fine art of preparing the world's most popular recipes under an open sky and an open flame. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Now, here's the old grill sergeant, Randy Hayes.
On my way to the studio this morning, one of my favorite songs got stuck in my head. You know, an earworm. It was The Weeknd. Remember that by Steve Warner? Steve's an old friend from my days on the Hudson and Harrigan show. I just love that song. It's a nice, mellow song. It kind of sounds like the laid-back attitude that most of us adopt on Saturday mornings, or more like Friday night, I guess. It just seemed like the perfect song for the perfect moment. You know, Saturday morning on the radio. So welcome to The Weeknd. And another edition of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. I hope you had a good week. It was an odd week in the Hames household. Not a bad week, just odd. Well, my wife Cindy has been bugging me for months now to get another dog. And when I say another dog, that's part of the story. Well over 20 years ago, we got our first family dog. At least first Hames family dog. My wife and her brother had a family dog growing up. His name was Caesar. He didn't like me at first. As a matter of fact, he growled at me the first time he saw me. But several months later, it was before Cindy and I got married, we were sitting on a backyard swing at her parents' house, and old Caesar jumped up in between the two of us and kind of nose-nuzzled my hand, you know, let me know he wanted me to pet him. That's when I realized I had finally been fully accepted by Cindy's family. The dog approved of me, so I must be in. But I was not very familiar with dogs because my mother didn't like pets. That, looking back on it, I think she was just afraid of animals. I don't know why, but she was just always skittish around dogs and cats. In fact, the only pet she ever let me have was two goldfish. And I think the only reason she allowed that was because she knew she didn't have to pet them. And she knew they wouldn't bite her. So anyway, Cindy and I got married, had kids, and she suggested that we get a dog for the kids. Now, this was new territory for me. I had no idea how to housebreak a dog. I'd never owned a dog. I didn't know how to train a dog. I didn't even know how to act around one. So I was kind of intimidated at first. We bought a miniature poodle, purebred, brown poodle. Cindy named her Coco, after Coco Chanel, the designer, and because she was brown, after all, you know, kind of like cocoa, chocolate, all of that. Didn't take me long to fall in love with her, though, because Coco was very sweet, very calm, very quiet. She almost never barked. I mean, this dog was so passive that I could literally stick my finger in her mouth sideways and she would never bite me. She was the perfect dog for two kids growing up. And Cindy and I had her long after both the kids went off to college. But as these things go, Coco was 16, starting to get old. She was starting to develop several health problems. She was terribly arthritic. It was so bad that she literally could not even jump up on the couch. We had to pick her up and put her on our laps if we wanted to pet her. She had seizures, and she was going blind in her old age. I even remember letting her out in the backyard one time to do her business, you know, and she was so blind, she walked right straight into the swimming pool. I had to dive in and fish her out. It was really kind of sad, especially the last few months. So Cindy and I made the difficult decision to have Coco put to sleep. But I had no idea how very difficult it would be. When we came home from the veterinary clinic without her for the first time, the first thing we saw was her food and water bowls on the floor in the kitchen. So I just gathered up everything that belonged to her and took it out to the garage so we wouldn't have to be reminded that we'd just lost her. It just ripped our hearts out. And I guess that's why I've been so hesitant to get another dog for these, what, 7 or 8 years since we lost her? And I have to admit something else, too. It changed my beliefs about euthanasia. I mentioned my mother earlier. She died. I don't want to get morose here, but my mother died a long, painful death from breast cancer, and we all watched her suffer for months. It was horrific. But Coco died peacefully and painlessly in my wife's arms. We were all sitting around telling her how much we loved her and petting her, and she just went to sleep. Now, I know not everybody's going to agree with me, but I personally find it very disturbing to think that my dog died with more dignity and comfort than my mother. So yeah, that whole thing made me re-examine my views on euthanasia. But anyway, my wife finally found a new dog she wanted to adopt, so we picked up the dog last weekend. She's a sweetheart. We named her Bella. The rest of the family loved her, too. My grandson, Liam, was especially smitten. At one point, he was sitting on the couch in our house petting Bella, and he kind of teared up a little bit. He's 7 years old. He said, "I just love her so much." And we thought it was going to be a perfect match. But then we figured out that Miss Bella is an escape artist. Yeah, we found out that Bella was just small enough to squeeze through the bars in the iron fence around our backyard, and we found out the hard way. See, we have this rabbit in our neighborhood, and the rabbit hopped through the backyard early last week, and Bella took off like a shot out of a cannon and chased it down, and she slipped right through the fence into our neighbor's backyard. It took us quite a while to find her and get her back into the house, and we realized that this just wasn't going to work out for us. Cindy and I are getting older. I mean, we can chase her down right now, but what do we do in 5 or 10 years when we're not as mobile as we are right now? So, reluctantly, we returned Bella to the adoption agency for her own good, because she's an escape artist, and we're just a little too old to play that game, you know what I mean? And that's why I say it was an odd week. Lots of frustrations and raw emotions. The good news is there are already a couple of other families interested in adopting Bella, so she'll be fine. The other good news is it's the weekend and time for another edition of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. And wow, what a perfect day for it, too. It's National Hamburger Day. Now, when I told that to one of our guests, Jared Poffenberger of the Belleville Meat Market, when I told him that it was National Hamburger Day, Jared said, Randy, May 28th is National Hamburger Day. So I immediately looked it up. Google is your friend. And he was right. But so was I. I found not one, not two, but 3 different days that claim to be National Hamburger Day. There's even one on December 21st, for crying out loud. But who cares? America loves hamburgers. We love hamburgers so much we could almost claim every day is National Hamburger Day, couldn't we? So it's not like we need a good excuse to eat one. As a matter of fact, good story. When I was still a bachelor and I didn't have a wife to nag me about eating healthy, I used to eat a double meat hamburger for lunch every day. No, I'm not exaggerating. I was working afternoons at a 50,000-watt station in Shreveport, Louisiana, where, incidentally, I met my wife. And I would drive to a nearby fast food hamburger joint and order the exact same double meat hamburger for lunch every day. My boss thought I was crazy. So 3 entirely different days to celebrate the hamburger? That makes perfect sense to me. I love hamburgers. In point of fact, I grilled hamburgers for family dinner night last Sunday, and then I ate the leftovers 2 more nights this past week. Seriously. And there was one more interesting side note. My daughter-in-law has gone vegan just for a month. It's one of those internet challenges. So she brought over a vegan patty and a gluten-free hamburger bun, and I grilled it right alongside all those wonderful greasy beef patties. She said it was good. She didn't do cartwheels through the backyard, but when that girl makes her mind up about something, you had best not stand in her way, if you know what I mean. And my son, her husband, does know what I mean. Now, I may not have taught that boy much, but I taught him that much. Marry a strong-willed woman and get out of her way. So, for National Hamburger Day, or at least this particular National Hamburger Day, we're going to talk to a meat purveyor, Jared Poffenberger of the Belleville Meat Market. I mentioned him just a moment ago. And we're going to talk to a grill maker, and a grill master, I might add, Chris Goodlander, up at Lone Star Grills on I-45 in Willis. Well, can you think of two more qualified people to interview on National Hamburger Day? I didn't think so. Neither can I. Oh, and we'll also visit with my old buddy from back in the day on the Hudson and Harrigan show, Fred Olson, who, over the nearly 50 years we've been best friends, has eaten his share of hamburgers, too. Okay, maybe not every day, but still.
If your barbecue's gone up in smoke and your cooking reputation is at stake, stick around. The Old Grill Sergeant will be right back with more ideas and advice to make your next cookout sizzle.
Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's. Conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dyke Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po'boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all, 227 Dyke Road at the base of the Texas City Dyke.
Does the cell phone connectivity in your office stink? Do you routinely miss calls? Lots of buildings have dead zones, and that means garbled or dropped calls, but not anymore. Texas Cell Phone Boosters provides FCC-approved cell phone booster systems that can make dead zones a thing of the past. These are not rinky-dink systems from big box stores. These are commercial-grade booster systems that cover tens of thousands of square feet. And Texas Cell Phone Boosters will specifically engineer and install a system in your office or warehouse. If you drive or regularly work in remote locations, Texas Cell Phone Boosters can help you boost a weak signal from a tower a long way off. So don't miss calls from potential customers any longer. Call the pros at Texas Cell Phone Boosters, 832-551-1000. That's 832-551-1000. Or go to texascellphoneboosters.com.
Randy Hames here, proud to introduce you to Belleville Meat Market. Just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. My good friends Jared and Marcus Poffenberger operate Belleville Meat Market, an old-fashioned butcher shop with superior products and great customer service. There's always a butcher on site at Belleville Meat Market, and their new processing plant is right next door. Hunters, a computer tracking system will follow your venison, wild hog, or exotics through every step of the process to ensure you get your meat your way. At Belleville Meat Market, you can pick and choose the cuts of beef, pork, or chicken you want, and they feature 28 flavors of pecan smoked sausage. Plus, Belleville Meat Market only uses lean pork in their sausage, so you get more meat and less fat. Tailgaters, drop by on your way to the game and get just what you need to feed your crew. Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. Visit BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call 979-865-5782. Randy Hames for Lone Star Grills with a Z. Lone Star Grills builds custom smokers, barbecue pits, fire pits, trailer pits, mobile barbecue pits, and more. All in their state-of-the-art computer-controlled fabrication shop manned by skilled craftsmen. Amber and Chris Goodlander meet every customer and every customer's needs. Don't see what you want? They'll custom build it for you. No converted oil drums here. Lone Star Grill's fully tooled on-site fabrication shop can construct anything in steel, stainless steel, or aluminum with flawless precision and the highest quality workmanship every time. Lone Star Grills also has Big Green Eggs, pellet smokers and grills, plus a full line of high-quality made-in-the-USA gas grills and all the accessories. Check out their showroom on I-45 in Willis or call 936-344-6151. And they ship cookers all over the world from their website, LoneStarGrills.com. You spell grills with a Z, but you'll give them an A-plus every time. Lone Star Grills, you deserve the best.
Life is simple. Eat, sleep, grill. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dike. Now, here's the grill father, Randy Hams.
Here he is again, our good friend at Belleville Meat Market, Jared Poffenberger. How you doing, buddy?
Good, good, Randy. Good morning to you.
Well, I went out to Belleville Meat Market last week, and I saw that incredible processing plant that you and Marcus have built. It's the first time I've been back there. So let's start out by talking about how the process works for the hunters, that is, from the time they pull up in their vehicle until that processed wild game is ready for them to pick back up again. Go through it.
No, you bet, Randy. And hey, you know, it was great to have you out. We love showing this building off. Marcus and I at the Belleville Meat Market, we're super proud of this thing. When we, you know, we've been in this the building or the store building for the last 15 years, and we've just really needed to increase our capacities and increase the flow of operations, not to mention give our wild game processing customers a better environment to pull up to and drop off their animals and have processed. So when we started looking at this building and designing it, we thought, hey, you know what, let's build this thing and design it with two things in mind. Of course, process flow and efficiencies, but let's give the deer hunter an environment, something that they cannot find anywhere else in the state of Texas. So we like to say that we created kind of the front of the house experience for our deer hunters to be more of a red carpet experience, right?
Mm-hmm.
So for the last however many years, and traditionally deer hunters pull up to the back of a meat market, we're back in the back where everything else is, and drop their animals off and pick them up there. Well, they pull up to the front door, which is like a retail floor, a customer service area, and where it's nice, it's clean. We have a dedicated road that they can pull up on, and they come inside and they can talk with our customer service guys who are taking in their orders, and it's just a real comfortable, relaxed, hunter friendly environment for them. So we're real excited to be able to offer that to the hunter when we open this building up.
And the thing that impressed me the most, I think, Jared, is how the smokehouse is right in the middle of the building.
Mm-hmm.
Do you smoke most of the meat that hunters bring to you?
Yeah, so almost, you know, that's a good question, Randy. Almost every deer carcass or custom processing carcass that comes through or order has some type of a smoked meat or smoked product, whether it be a summer sausage, dry sausage, jerky, or smoked sausage. It all goes through the plant. We do a lot of fresh processing as well for the customers when we're talking about steaks or ground meat or fresh hand sausage. And that goes one direction in the plant after it's processed, but then the trim that's going to go into smoked meats goes another direction, which goes straight into the smokehouse.
And then the hunter can be sure that the animal or the carcass that he brings in is the meat that he gets back. How do you accomplish that?
You're right. You know, just like the way we set our building up to be very hunter-friendly, we designed some software that tracks the hunter's order all the way through. So at the Belleville Meat Market, we process all the orders separately. And not only do we say that, but we'll show a customer. We'll walk them through the process and say, you know, this is how we track it. This is how it's made. This is how we keep it separate all the way through the process from drop off to pickup. But we, to get there, we had to develop some software that we wrote that manages the entire process for us. And so it's literally impossible to process anyone's orders together and not keep them separate.
Belleville Meat Market also has a beautiful, highly functional website. I know this because we built it for them right here at Edgewater Studios. But customers can actually create their own online account and then order some of your products to be delivered directly to their front door. Tell us about that service, Jared.
No, you bet. So, if you go to our website at bellevillemeatmarket.com, in the upper left-hand corner, you see a little button that says our online store is now open. Start shopping now. Well, dang it, click on that button. And the rest is pretty self-explanatory. It'll walk you through our online site where you can select from any of our products, like our smoked sausage, our summer sausage, jerky, pretty much everything that we make. You can place an order for it right then, and we'll ship it to you.
And we hear you have some exciting news to share with us about Belleville Meat Market and HEB. What's up?
No, you're right. Yeah, we're super excited over here. So yesterday, HEB announced that the Belleville Meat Market is a finalist in the HEB Primo Picks Quest for Texas Best Contest.
Wow.
That means, so out of 700 applicants that HEB received, we're among the top 25 to be considered as the single best in Texas product that they can find.
How cool.
Yeah, we're excited. And we submitted our summer sausage, which is real cool, because that's one of the products that we've had around since our dad started the company in 1981.
That is exciting news. Congratulations to you, Jared, but you guys deserve it. Today is National Hamburger Day. So the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show is focused on building burgers. Correct me if I'm wrong. Don't you guys at Belleville Meat Market offer a burger at your dine-in lunch counter?
Well, let me correct you a little bit. We don't offer a hamburger at the dine-in lunch area in our barbecue area, but we do grind hamburger meat fresh every day and make it available to the customer to buy by pound, 2 pounds, 3 pounds, however much they're looking for. But it is ground fresh every day, never frozen here at the store.
Well, I did tell you to correct me if I was wrong, didn't I? Yeah. Well, you're a meat industry pro, so I think the first obvious question is, when we're shopping for ground beef, which cut of ground beef do you recommend? Is leaner better, or does more fat mean more taste?
So when we're grinding hamburger, we'll start with, let's say, 95 to 100% lean beef. Rounds are a particular part of the animal that we like to use, but then we'll also bring in some fat to get the desired lean to fat ratio. If I'm shopping for a hamburger that I'm going to be making hamburgers to grill with, I'm looking for an 85% lean hamburger meat. I don't like to go too much leaner than that, because we start to lose a little bit of flavor and a little bit of the things that come along with fat in the meat. But you don't want to get too fat, because then you start cooking off a lot of the size of the hamburger itself. You end up with a smaller, kind of shrunk down hamburger at the end of the process.
Do you like to use that little technique where you press your thumb right in the middle of the patty right before you throw it on the grill?
You know what? I do. In fact, I don't just use my thumb. I make almost a golf ball size indention in the hamburger. And it just,
really?
What we found at the house is that it you don't have the bulging in the hamburger patty quite so much. You have a little more of a uniform size to it.
So how do you like to cook a burger over an open flame in the backyard? Do you grill them? Do you smoke them? How do you do them?
All right. So I'm grilling them, and I'm using charcoal. That's just the way it is. You know, I feel like I flip-flop every couple of years, going gas or charcoal, depending on how convenient I want my summer to be. we're cooking with charcoal right now. So we'll set the grill up with some charcoal on it. We don't cover the whole bottom of the grill, just the, kind of the back half of it with charcoal. So I can actually have space on the grill to pull the hamburger patty to the front off the indirect flame if I need to. But we basically... The way we do hamburgers at our house is we're going to form the patty first. No seasoning or anything yet. We're going to form it. We're going to put the dimple in it. And then we're going to rub it down with some olive oil, some sea salt, and some Worcestershire sauce. We do not mix any seasonings into the hamburger meat prior to forming it. So once we get all the seasonings on there, then we're right onto the grill, right on top of the flame for a while, to where we kind of get that charred look on either side. Once we get that, I kind of take a little bit of a reading. I'll take a little patty and maybe tear it just a little bit, or just press on it to see how the firmness is on it, to see how done it is. If we're getting close, I'll just pull it off the flame towards the front of the grill, close the lid halfway, not all the way, just halfway, and just kind of let that doneness bake in there for just a few minutes. And gosh, pull it off and serve it.
And do you let the burger sit for a few minutes after you take it off the grill to let it continue cooking in its own juices? I've heard that a lot.
Yeah, we do. I mean, usually by the time we get to where we're serving, this is in most cases really, Randy, by the time that the product comes off the grill and gets to the serving table, it's going to be 5 or 10 minutes before people are, you know, lined up ready to make their hamburgers. So you may be letting that happen without consciously knowing it, but yeah. 5, 8, 10 minutes, just fine. It kind of allows for the juices to pull back into the meat itself, and doesn't make for a dry hamburger patty.
This is Jared Poffenberger. He owns and operates Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. Give us the exact address, Jared.
Sure, Randy. We are located at 36 South Front Street, in Belleville.
Can't miss it. Phone number?
Phone number, 979-865-5782.
And what's that beautiful website once again?
Online, yeah, you bet. Online, you can find us at www.bellevillemeatmarket.com. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, at Belleville Meat Market.
All the best to your wonderful family, Jared. It's always a pleasure. Thanks for being a show sponsor. We appreciate it.
Oh, we love you guys. Thank you.
Stay patient. Dinner will be ready right after the smoke alarm goes off. Randy will be right back with more smoking hot tips for you and your old flame right after this short break.
Randy Hames for Lone Star Grills with a Z. Lone Star Grills builds custom smokers, barbecue pits, fire pits, trailer pits, mobile barbecue pits, and more. All in their state-of-the-art computer-controlled fabrication shop manned by skilled craftsmen. Amber and Chris Goodlander meet every customer and every customer's needs. Don't see what you want? They'll custom build it for you. No converted oil drums here. Lone Star Grill's fully tooled on-site fabrication shop can construct anything in steel, stainless steel, or aluminum with flawless precision and the highest quality workmanship every time. Lone Star Grills also has Big Green Eggs, pellet smokers and grills, plus a full line of high-quality made-in-the-USA gas grills and all the accessories. Check out their showroom on I-45 in Willis or call 936-344-6151. And they ship cookers all over the world from their website, LoneStarGrills.com. You spell grills with a Z, but you'll give them an A-plus every time. Lone Star Grills, you deserve the best. Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dike. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dike Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po' boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all, 227 Dike Road at the base of the Texas City Dike.
If you're in the energy industry and want to drive down costs, it's time to automate. NuStar Energy Services provides automation solutions for pipelines, independent producers, and any company in the exploration and production sector. Still sending someone out in a pickup to read the flow computer on your well? For about $1 a day, NuStar can collect all the data remotely so you can monitor everything on a customized web portal. Heck, you can't even buy a gallon of gas for a truck for $1. How about the levels on your tanks at the well site? For about $1 a day, NuStar can set up remote monitoring so you can see the level in real time and even turn pumps on or off remotely. And remember, NuStar's remote monitoring packages start at about $1 a day. So call NuStar Energy Services today and improve your bottom line. 832-917-1200. That's 832-917-1200 or NewStarInc.com.
Randy Hames here, proud to introduce you to Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. My good friends Jared and Marcus Poffenberger operate Belleville Meat Market, an old-fashioned butcher shop with superior products and great customer service. There's always a butcher on-site at Belleville Meat Market, and their new processing plant is right next door. Hunters, a computer tracking system will follow your venison, wild hog, or exotics through every step of the process to ensure you get your meat your way. At Belleville Meat Market, you can pick and choose the cuts of beef, pork, or chicken you want, and they feature 28 flavors of pecan smoked sausage. Plus, Belleville Meat Market only uses lean pork in their sausage, so you get more meat and less fat. Tailgaters, drop by on your way to the game and get just what you need to feed your crew. Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. Visit BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call 979-865-5782.
Stand back. We've got our grill on. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dike. Now, here's the grill father, Randy Hames.
We are always happy to talk about and with our good friend Chris Goodlander at Lone Star Grills with a Z on I-45 in Willis. Great to speak to you again, Chris.
Yeah, great to be here.
Well, hey, I wanted to start out by complimenting you on that beautiful new website, LoneStarGrills.com. That's really nice.
Well, thank you very much.
I guess we should let the audience in on the fact that we here at Edgewater Studios actually built that website for Lone Star Grills. But I think it did turn out pretty cool.
It turned out great, and you've received a lot of compliments, and I think you should have received a couple of inquiries. I've had several people want to know who did it, and they had small businesses, and they were so impressed with it, they wanted to know who did it and who could help them out. So I hope that's going your way.
Well, we hope that the website serves your needs. And in looking at LoneStarGrills.com, the first thing that jumps out at me is the phrase, we're all about quality. So let's start out by having you explain how you build all your products at Lone Star Grills.
They're all built by hand, to be perfectly honest with you. We have a lot of sophisticated machinery that helps with that process. So we have computerized lasers and plasma and CNC press brakes that bend the metal. But, you know, at the end of the day, that quality comes from good old-fashioned craftsmanship.
And you've got people who work in that fabrication shop back there who are truly experts, right?
We've got a whole shop full of skilled craftsmen. A lot of people take a lot of pride in what they do. I mean, well, what guy wouldn't love building is something that he would enjoy using?
I'd probably hurt myself, Chris. Plus, Lone Star Grill ships cookers all over the world. Tell us about that process.
Well, you know, it obviously depends on where you're at as to how that process would work, but we are able to service anybody just about anywhere. You know, the lower 48's pretty easy and straightforward. When it goes beyond that, it requires a little bit more effort, but yeah, absolutely. We can get them anywhere.
So what are some of the most unusual places you've ever shipped cookers, Chris?
Siberia's got to be up there.
What?
Yeah, that's up there. We've sent several up there. So I don't know if it's the furthest away place, but it's got to be the most unusual.
And you told me at one time, I believe, that just having the name Lone Star or Texas on it carries some cachet with a lot of people. Is that right?
Well, I mean, Texas is known for a lot of things, but one would certainly be barbecue. And, you know, Texas in and of itself means a lot to a lot of people around the world. You know, they may not know each and every state, but they certainly know about Texas. Texas has a certain lore about it, and, you know, it goes far and wide.
So give us a list of all the different kind of cookers that you can fabricate right there on your machine shop, your fabrication shop on I-45 North.
So we have, it will start out with, you know, the basic fire pit that you sit around and you can grill on or enjoy a fire on a cool evening. We have charcoal grills. We have smokers, several different kinds of smokers, offset smokers, insulated smokers, all the way up to a trailer-mounted unit, something that you can tow around behind you.
Can you actually ship a trailer pit somewhere in, like, Siberia?
You can. You know, there's some logistical challenges to it, but, you know, if it'll fit in a container, it'll go just about anywhere.
And you even say on that beautiful website of yours that customers can bring in the competition's price quote for an outdoor kitchen grill, and you'll beat it. How often does that happen, Chris?
So we also carry several nationally known brands, gas grills, side burners, doors, drawers, refrigeration, sinks, all that kind of stuff that people love having out in their back patio. If you have a competitor's price, then we'll be happy to beat that, provided that we carry that particular brand. We'll certainly do our best to earn your business.
Well, tell us about some of those name brand cookers that you have in store. What are some of the names we'd recognize?
So Fire Magic, that's a premier product line that's made in USA. Lynx, same thing, made in USA and a premier brand grill. Blaze has a couple different product lines. They're sort of an up-and-coming. They're a really, really great value. They make a great product. So price point, they fit real well. We have a RCS line, Memphis Grills, Louisiana Grills, and we have a few others that are at our disposal. They're not technically in our showroom yet, but we're working on getting a few more as well that will also be made in USA. You know, not all the stuff you see out there is anymore, unfortunately. We try and focus on that. We're big in that. That's what we do here at our own shop. So we think a lot of the Made in USA products, and we're working hard to bring some more of those product lines in.
And, of course, you've got all the accessories to go with them, too. So Lone Star Grills is truly a one-stop shop for all your backyard cookout needs. And Chris is also especially proud of Lone Star Grill's ability to put virtually any logo on your cooker or trailer pit. How many different logos do you feature, Chris?
You know, on our website, we probably have, I didn't count it, but I don't know, there's 20 or 30 standard templates that a lot of people can kind of modify themselves. So let's just say one of the popular ones is a state of Texas with some wording wrapped around it. You know, Joe Blow's Smoker or so-and-so's barbecue pit. People love the fact that they customize this a particular product that they're putting in their backyard. They take a lot of pride in it. And so, you know, they really, truly, truly want to customize it. But it goes beyond that, because if you own a company and you want your company logo on it, maybe something else that's special to you. We've done some really some things that are really special to certain people. May not be special to you, but it really personalizes it for them. And every time they see that, it reminds them of a loved one that may not be with them anymore, or a time, you know, that's gone by, and it brings them back to that special place. So that's something that we really enjoy doing for people. It really makes it that truly customized product for them.
Today on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show, we're celebrating National Hamburger Day, which is today. And I just imagine those three boys of yours love Daddy's hamburgers from the backyard grill, don't they?
Well, they do in different ways. they may not all enjoy it in the same fashion that I would, but the little ones, they a little different than the adults. But yeah, absolutely. We enjoy cooking burgers at the house, and we certainly enjoy cooking them on a Lone Star Grill.
So tell us your favorite way to cook up a mess of burgers at home. Do you build your own patties, or do you make the pre-made versions?
Unless it's a whole lot of people, the only way to go is to make your own patty.
So how do you do it?
I do it, and I keep it pretty simple. When you're making hamburger patties, there's been a lot here recently where they're stuffing all kinds of ingredients into them. But you want to keep it simple. We're not making meatloaf. You're making a hamburger patty. So your basic seasonings, I like to take a little bit of shredded cheese and mix it in there so that there's cheese all the way throughout. But again, keep it simple. You don't want to. You're not making meatloaf on the grill.
And I was just going to ask you, do you ever try to stuff a burger? And you just answered that question. But what are your favorite toppings?
We've done it all. We've got obviously the classics. But then it's always great if you can grill some onions, jalapenos. Making your own condiments, you know, take a mayonnaise and add some chipotle peppers to it, you know, just a twist on the normal. Avocados are always a winner at our house. Bacon, you can't go wrong with that. So, you know, you don't have to get terribly creative to come up with something that's fantastic. Just keep it simple. That's always been my rule of thumb.
The Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show has a really good friend named Ron Brandani. He owns and operates Brandani's Restaurant and Wine Bar. He cold smokes his burgers. Have you ever tried that technique?
So I haven't cold smoked it, but I have smoked burgers, and I can attest to the fact that that's a really, really good way to do that.
So talk about that just a minute. How do you do that?
Well, if I was going to smoke it, we would just do it in an offset or indirect over the heat. So you don't want to be directly over the flame. You want to cook it at a lower temperature. Now, that way you're cooking it slow and you're imparting those smoke flavors into the meat instead of grilling it really fast and at a high heat. 225 is about my target temp that I want my smoker to be at. And to do that, again, you're either building a fire on one side, depending on what kind of grill you got, so you don't want to be over the flame, so you're either indirectly cooking it inside the same chamber where your fire is, or maybe you have like an offset smoker where your fire is actually in the firebox. At the very end, you can always just throw it over that direct flame for just a minute to sear it right at the end, but a really good technique for cooking burgers and really something a little bit different, especially if you haven't tried something like that before.
This has been Chris Goodlander, who, along with his wife Amber, owns and operates Lone Star Grills with a Z on I-45 in Willis. What are the exact directions to get to your place, Chris?
I-45 North, exit 102, make a U-turn, head back south. We're about a mile down on the feeder road.
And what's the name of that beautiful website, Chris?
LoneStarGrills.com. Lone Star Grills with a Z. com.
And you have social media presence, I'm sure?
Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, yes, sir.
And the phone number?
936-344-6151.
The Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show has been honored to be associated with Lone Star Grills. Give our best to your wife and family, Chris.
Thank you very much. Always a pleasure.
Life is short. Grill while you can. Randy will be right back with more food and fun after this break.
Randy Hames here, proud to introduce you to Belleville Meat Market. Just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. My good friends Jared and Marcus Poffenberger operate Belleville Meat Market, an old-fashioned butcher shop with superior products and great customer service. There's always a butcher on site at Belleville Meat Market, and their new processing plant is right next door. Hunters, a computer tracking system will follow your venison, wild hog, or exotics through every step of the process to ensure you get your meat your way. At Belleville Meat Market, you can pick and choose the cuts of beef, pork, or chicken you want, and they feature 28 flavors of pecan smoked sausage. Plus, Belleville Meat Market only uses lean pork in their sausage, so you get more meat and less fat. Tailgaters, drop by on your way to the game and get just what you need to feed your crew. Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. Visit BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call 979-865-5782. Hi, it's Randy Hames again. Everybody needs a new video, or a new website, or help in managing their social media. And my company, Edgewater Multimedia, can help. We help small businesses navigate the intimidating world of cyber advertising. You've got a business to run, and you don't have time to build and maintain your own website all by yourself, and you certainly don't have time to generate content for it. And when's the last time you had an extra hour or two to post something on your company's Facebook or Twitter accounts? Like never, right? Well, at Edgewater Multimedia, that's what we do. We have a web designer on staff who has built some of the most eye-catching websites you've ever seen. And Edgewater features a photographer and videographer who can capture beautiful images to enhance the content on your website, not to mention social media. We can even manage your Facebook and Twitter accounts for you. Call us today, 832-500-4272, or see our website, edgewatermultimedia.com. Randy Hames for Lone Star Grills with a Z. Lone Star Grills builds custom smokers, barbecue pits, fire pits, trailer pits, mobile barbecue pits, and more. All in their state-of-the-art computer-controlled fabrication shop manned by skilled craftsmen. Amber and Chris Goodlander meet every customer and every customer's needs. Don't see what you want? They'll custom build it for you. No converted oil drums here. Lone Star Grill's fully tooled on-site fabrication shop can construct anything in steel, stainless steel, or aluminum with flawless precision and the highest quality workmanship every time. Lone Star Grills also has Big Green Eggs, pellet smokers and grills, plus a full line of high-quality made-in-the-USA gas grills and all the accessories. Check out their showroom on I-45 in Willis or call 936-344-6151. And they ship cookers all over the world from their website, LoneStarGrills.com. You spell grills with a Z, but you'll give them an A-plus every time. Lone Star Grills, you deserve the best. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dike. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dike Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po'boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all. 227 Dike Road at the base of the Texas City Dike.
May the forks be with you. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dike. Now, here's the guy who turns all the grills on, Randy Hames.
As Dolly Parton once sang, here you come again. It's my old radio buddy from our days on the Hudson and Harrigan Show. It's Fred Olson. Good to talk to you, pal.
Hey, partner. How are you doing? How's everybody?
Everybody's okay. And you?
Good. Yeah, really feeling blessed in this very hot weather. But I found that if I engage the hot weather and leave it alone by 11:30 a.m., I'm good. Then I don't go back out. I mow around 6 p.m., so 6 to 8, 8:30, and that's when I get a lot of stuff done. So.
Well, is it football season yet?
Oh, that's right. I mean, the 25th, yep. training camp starts.
Well, I figure if I just keep asking that question over and over and over every day, eventually the answer is going to be yes. So is it football season yet?
Yes. And I'm sick. I mean, Bev was laughing at me this morning because I was saying, you know, training camp starts. And she goes, she just laughed because I had all summer long, all leading up to July 25th, I'm going, you know, it's only about 2 weeks to training camp.
Well, you know, we talked about the NFL last week. Let's talk about college football a little bit this week. My grandson, Liam, loves to play football with me in our master bedroom. Carpet is nice and soft, so when I tackle him, it doesn't hurt him, you know.
Yeah.
But anyway, we like to put on a DVR of a TCU game from last season and kind of watch it while we play. So I'm starting to get really antsy for college football, and it's 35 days until the Frogs play their first game. But who's counting, right?
Yeah, really. But 12 hours, 10 seconds, right?
I think TCU is going to be pretty good this year, but as the old saying says, we don't know what we know until we know it. So I'm going to rein in my hopes and dreams until the third game of the season. Have you looked at the schedule, Fred?
No.
We play Southern at home. Then we play SMU in Dallas. Are you ready for this? Wait for it. Here it comes.
Okay.
Week 3, we play Ohio State in Jerry World.
Ooh.
We're going to know a lot about the Frogs before September is even over.
Well, Jerry World, have you ever been to a game there? You have, right?
Yeah, several times, yeah.
Pretty huge.
Yeah, it is. As a matter of fact, we sat in nosebleed, and my nose bled.
Yeah, it's a big place. Yeah, I'm excited. I just love football. I like college. I like pro. I like the drama. There's always X amount of holdouts. I'm not coming. Like Tyrone used to go, I ain't coming in.
Well, I hear Josh Gordon's not going to be able to go to training camp for Cleveland because he's in more legal trouble.
Oh, no, I didn't know. I thought it's because of he's doing counseling.
Well, yeah, that and the counseling is a result of his legal trouble.
Yeah, see, I didn't know if he had more legal trouble or if he was back on or whatever. But all the holdouts and all the people getting arrested, you know, and, hey, it's a great off season. You know, it's a little drama going on. It's true.
Have you talked to Dave Elmendorf lately?
I actually did a couple weeks ago. I was up there. I do a MAS course. It's an MAS season. And when I go up to meetings in College Station, I hang out with Dave for a day or so. And, yeah, he's doing well.
Well, what does he think of Jimbo Fisher and the Aggies?
I think they're excited about the guy. He is recruiting very well. Didn't they just flipped a huge lineman from LSU?
I would not be surprised.
A kid who had committed in 2019 who's flipped to A&M from LSU.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Southlake Carroll. It's hard to tell. There's so many great schools in Texas. I lose track.
Well, you know, A&M really shook things up when they went to the SEC, and especially in recruiting. It's funny that you mention recruiting, because when they dropped out of the Big 12, they didn't stop recruiting Texas. They just allowed TCU to step in and recruit at a Power 5 level. And that doesn't make things difficult for A&M and UT. They still get all their five-star guys. Who it makes it difficult for is Baylor and Texas Tech.
Oh, sure.
Because now Baylor and Tech are having to fight the Frogs for the leftovers, and it's starting to show in Waco and Lubbock.
Isn't Texas the most heavily recruited state?
Yes.
There's just so many amazing programs in this state. And, I mean, LSU's got Texas players,
yep.
Ohio State,
yep.
Arkansas, goodness
yep.
gracious, Nebraska.
Yep.
And I know, you know what it means when football starts? It means pretty soon there'll be a cool breeze, you know. And another couple of months, I'll step outside and go, oh, it's 60.
Yeah, about the 1st of November. Well, tell Dave Elmendorf that we want to have him on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Would you do that for me?
You know, I sure will. He would love to. The guy cooks out quite a bit. They've got a nice outdoor kitchen, and they have their own cattle, so they have their own meat.
Mm-hmm.
And Mamie, of course, his wife, is like Martha Stewart on steroids. She's phenomenal. I mean, just...
Well, so is your wife. Come on.
Well, Bev is an incredible cook and canner and gardener. And but, yeah, I'm really blessed to have a wife who loves to do that. She was making, more salsa the other day and putting up okra and jalapenos. And,
well, this is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show, so do you have any more of those tomatoes the size of bowling balls?
You know, that the season is about done. In fact, on the counter, I think we're down to about our last 20 tomatoes because they don't love the heat.
Yeah.
They set in cool weather. That's why, you know, you plant early. And by this time of year, they're really, I'm about ready to pull those vines up and put them in the woods and start over again for next year. So,
well, it is National Hamburger Day on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show.
Mm.
And you've got a great story about hamburgers.
Well, you know, hamburgers are really big for all of us, especially, I think, remember coming out of the 50s or so, then hamburger joints started popping up. And,
mm-hmm.
and I loved to go to hamburger joints. Except my parents had a little restaurant.
I remember.
So when I was about 12, we had a little mom and pop place in my hometown. And my job as a kid was to wash dishes, number one. So I washed more dishes for as 12 than I will the rest of my life. And I was charged of peeling potatoes,
uh-huh.
preparing the French fries by actually slicing those potatoes with it. We had a big slicer and a grid, you'd kind of push them through.
Uh-huh.
That's why I love hand-cut fry. I love a real French fry. And then my job was to make the hamburger patty,
ooh.
Prep them. Because our little place on, like, Friday night after high school football was packed with kids, and it was great for me because it was great social stuff, and I got to see all the girls. But I would have to make X amount of hamburger patties. And the way I did it, they put me in a corner with a big pile of fresh ground hamburger and a scale and a box of squares of wax paper. So I put down a piece of wax paper. I'd weigh out, say, whether it was an eighth of a pound or a quarter pound, make it into a ball. I'd set it on that first piece of wax paper, put another piece of wax paper on top of it. I'd take a skillet, and I'd go, bam. And that's it. That's how I made them. And I'd flatten them out. That's, you know, they were never perfect, but a good hamburger shouldn't look perfect.
Yeah, I agree.
But that's, and I'd have to make, I don't know how many of those, keep them handy, and then that's why I love a real good hamburger and real good hand-cut fries. It's nothing like a great French fry.
Well, now, what did you put into the meat to make the patty? Did you put any ingredients into it?
I didn't really mess with that, but that was more what my mom would do. Mom and dad, they would season that and cook it on a huge griddle, because it wasn't a flame broil thing, but it had the fire, the gas jets underneath it, but it was a flat griddle, and that's how they cook stuff.
Well, Jared Poffenberger of the Belleville Meat Market was just on earlier.
What a great guy. Yeah, amazing place up there.
He gave us some great ideas. Jared, being a meat industry professional, he said, and I found this interesting, he buys ground beef for hamburgers with a lean factor of no higher than 85%.
Okay.
I used to buy those sirloin patties because I thought they might taste better.
Right.
But I tried doing what he suggested, and I found the higher fat content made the beef taste better. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it's more moisture. You can go and buy those 5-pound things of what's called 80-20
mm-hmm.
at your HEB and stuff. It's called 80-20, and that's what it is, 80% lean and 20% fat. And I think it makes a better burger, too. There's more moisture, man. Once you take all the moisture out of the meat, you know, if you overcook it, boy, you're really screwed.
So talk about how you grill your patties, or do you slow cook them?
Well, here's, again, I say Bev with a skillet is amazing. So as much as I like grilled hamburgers, I like it when she cooks it in a big skillet, that even heat, and it still gets crisped, and it still gets just so flavorful. Cooks in its own grease rather than having it all fall through the grill under the fire. I kind of like them better like that because she just makes them really good. Same with steaks. I don't grill those outside. The stuff I do on the grill now is I did lamb last night, lamb chops, and I'll do chicken thighs, you know, grilled on that thing, offset. But I don't cook hamburgers outside much.
Well, burgers and fries and cherry pies, right?
Ooh. And malted milk. We had those malted milk machines, those old school ones.
Yeah.
We threw in the ice cream in the malt, put it under there, and just crank that thing up. Oh. I was not allowed to go there all the time to make those because I could just drink them all day long.
Well, I'm looking over here, and it looks like the patties are ready, so I'm going to have to let you go, buddy.
Oh, man, I was just getting into food.
Yeah, well, I love you, pal. Say hello to Bev, and let me just ask one more question.
Sure.
Is it football season yet?
We hope you've enjoyed this edition of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Send us your burning questions and favorite recipes in a private message on our Facebook page, The Outdoor Cooking Show, or visit our website, theoutdoorcookingshow.com. Join us next week for more tasty food and fun over a red-hot grill on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show.
How's about cooking something else?